starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 96 on our journey towards financial freedom. Markets ended on the negative, and my holdings were down by 1.25% at market close yesterday. There are, at the moment, quite a bit happening in the world that have the potential to impact your investments, and I will always, anyway, stand by my belief that I must stay invested, be patient, and play the long-term game. These headlines will disappear anyway and give way to others very soon. Our investments will keep growing with ups and downs for sure along the journey, but macro level, they will be way up. I have full faith in the US economy. Literally just now, the US Secretary of Treasury announced that the trade deal with China is 90% complete, and pre-market indicates a strong opening in a few hours. Now, it is interesting to simply summarize a little the major headlines at the moment, and each of them, each of these headlines actually have the power to make your stocks soar or plunge literally in seconds. Trade war and tariffs between US and China, the largest economy in the world, is currently still ongoing. Businesses are canceling investments in Asia. As a result, you have serious tensions with Iran, serious tensions with North Korea, serious tensions with Russia. There's a new prime minister being elected in the UK, coupled with the Brexit. Now, only these have the potential to start a chain of events that could lead the world economy into chaos. But they don't, for some reason. The ability of such headlines to still stay composed and controlled despite their power to destroy is very interesting to me, as if everyone on the world stage is agreeing to disagree. So far, and despite all of this, the ups and downs, the drama in the news, my holdings are ahead by 13.5% this year. It does seem that the house actually always wins, that the stock market is stronger than any of this. Even at times of the worst crisis the world has ever known, it does seem it recovers better and stronger. This will not change. Us human beings keep evolving, our economies and societies evolve with us. This is the greatest period in human history to be alive, as we get to see the transition from one age to the other. One more reason for you to start your journey today, or this will be the most important train you'll ever miss. On another note, on my side venture front, some progress was made, which I will share on the Growing My Side Venture sequel. I was interested in knowing more about affiliate marketing, which is basically generating revenue through affiliate programs driven by companies in every sector by using a link specifically generated for you that you place on your website. Should I have many website visitors that are interested in that product, they will click that link, make the purchase, and you would get a commission. I was excited about it, I must admit, in the beginning. The whole idea had some substance cover the cost of the podcast, at least. I went along with it for a few days, not so long, at least 48 hours, got approved on many programs, built an additional section on my website with companies young and new investors could start their journey with, good companies, relevant for us for sure. However, I quickly changed my mind and I took everything down yesterday after only 48 hours, deleted all the accounts and took the new section of my website down. It did not feel right to me to become an affiliate marketer and support a system to monetize my website or anything at this stage. I am way too early in the process to ask for anything, and when you want it too fast, you generally crash. I believe The most important thing right now is to share my journey with the highest number of young and new investors, stay in touch with the community, and hope we can contribute together to the success of one another. So I do deviate from time to time. This is my nature, but I now quickly manage to turn around with these type of thoughts. Quick gains, impatience, and lack of discipline all form the actual enemy inside of me and inside of you. I almost lost a few days ago, but you can be sure I will not fall in that trap again. As a matter of transparency, all the activities I am doing currently on the podcast and Instagram or other platforms, the experts I consult or hire, these activities are solely aimed at connecting with other young and new investors as to make this podcast available to whoever it can support. So I wished I had one I could listen to at the time. I was growing up in my 20s, as I said in the previous episodes, and maybe I would have woken up earlier to investing. So I will aim at staying informative about the subject while going through the same journey with you. So I wish you all a productive morning, afternoon, evening ahead. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.